So you were on vacation.
Oh, I missed you. Two weeks. That's so long.
Yeah, I know. It seemed long for
me. But it was productive for me. It was good. I played my classical
You got a lot of sun.
No, it's just the heat.
Really? You're just...
I'm just flushed.
No, really? You look browner. Really? Is anyone... No one said that to you?
No, I haven't been out. I haven't played tennis. Usually I do that when I'm not. So, you know, like a couple times a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my daughter got me out on the beach a little bit. I had too much fun playing guitar.
Oh. Yeah, because I read your... About that you redid a song and you changed the title of it. And, and on vacation.
I know, was like, wow. I was on vacation. I know. Well, you know, well, they're vegging out playing computers or watching TV. Oh, yeah. I did get some thoughts that I should have maybe played some games with them or, you know. Every spare minute into the... It was like a perfect area for me, too. A little nook in the bathroom, like a little vanity. And it was separate. So, of course, everybody says they can hear me. So I sang really soft. So didn't have my usual voice.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go to Kulak. It's funny. I really wanted to play Saying Goodbye because that's a very emotional song.
Yeah.
But then this one encompasses me. And I know I should wait until I get better at it because I'm still trying to remember lyrics. You know, when you're 50 and you write all new lyrics or something, try to remember it.
Yeah. Well, and the chords. I know 20-year-olds that write and work and, you know, it's not about that.
Yeah.
You rewrite it. No one remembers their songs when they write them, let alone rewrite them.
Bad news. I played the other night, and I still have trouble remembering songs I know very well, because the minute I drift off and think of something else, it's wrong chord.
Your words are beautiful. I didn't listen to the practice vocal. I laughed when I read the first opening line of your email, which I saw this morning, because you're like, this is premature.
It just is premature,
like,
totally.
You always say stuff like that as you're charging forward.
I know. Okay, here's the worst story of all, okay? I had lunch with my high school music teacher, and she used to say I sang in my throat, because even if she didn't say it, she would say, somebody's singing in their throat. And then she'd stop the choir.
Oh, goodness.
And then I'd be real quiet. I wouldn't sing. And then she'd say, that sounds better.
Oh, you jester. Oh,
so
gosh.
The first thing she said, I said, have you heard my music? And she says, yeah. She says, now, has your teacher worked with you on your head voice? Well, this is the punchline. Last night I was updating my song recording page, and I thought, you know, I'm going to bring it up again with new stuff, so I'll put it in a different spot, so I have to basically upload everything again. And I was just checking it, and then I went back and I went to what I had done. I had the wrong songs on there. There were two versions of songs that were my 30-year-old screechy voice. So no wonder she thought I...
she thought that was a current.
So I'm dying. If there's ever a humbling experience, I had wanted to delete those from my blog, but I left them, you know, in the blog somewhere. But I didn't mean to put them on the song recordings page where people are going to go... Remember I was going to play maybe in Hollywood?
Yes.
This guy... Maybe he went and heard my song and goes, oh my God, I'm not going to have this lady. So I feel so bad. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should put like a huge announcement on the blog. Please disregard prior recordings.
Oh, wow.
I'll get over it.
You know what? Yeah.
People would have to. I mean, they probably could tell it wasn't the same voice. Because I could tell right away. It's really high.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't hurt to put that on. You know, if you really think, if someone has seen it that you really want to.
Yeah, look, check it out. Things are corrected now.
Yeah.
I'll get over it. People that I was playing last night, they were clapping for my stuff, so I was so happy. Look, my stuff.
Yeah, that's what I saw like. That was wonderful. Yeah. And also the letter. That was,
you know what's so interesting,
phenomenal.
Is it ties into what I just put today about my song.
You know what?
About In My Heart. I mean, isn't that so
that yes. That is really,
I needed that.
It's almost like that.
Yeah. I feel
it's like that gift that you give to someone else. It's like a gift, like
it comes back
to you. You know, it's like you help somebody in their relationship, and it comes back on. You know, it's like, wow.
It was good.
Talk about the Eastern, you know, law of the circle, the karma, the what goes around comes around, causes all that. Jeez.
Yeah,
that was so beautiful.
Because I start to question what I'm doing sometimes.
See, I read your response before I read the letter. You know, your reaction and how that meant to you. And you're like, oh, this is... And then I read the letter and I was like, oh, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to be that intense.
Yeah. Well, there was more to it. She came over to me. She'd suffered a miscarriage. I mean, she had some real tragedy, too.
Judy. Nothing's going to compete. Like, I'd say, oh, Judy, stop what you're doing. You're like, oh, yeah, right. Nothing's going to...
pop my balloon.
that's awesome. The news is amazing. You just... Yeah, I love how then you're like, Life is, what'd you say? I love life. Life is great. Life is, what's the last? The last
life is great.
Yeah. So Judy. Yeah. So Judy, you know?
Thanks. That's
it's easy to look at that, and I'm sure there'd be people that would look at you and not know what you've been through because you're so the way you are now, and it's so cool that
it
you can
cool.
tell them, oh,
no. No, I wasn't like
no,
this.
No, yeah.
People didn't even know I played guitar.
And I read that today. Like,
no,
you, like
nobody
you,
knew that. That I play
how
guitar?
Surprising. If I was your friend, I'd be like, I'd be like, what the hell?
It's attached.
You,
it's part
Jesus,
of
what else do I need to know? Are you undercover with CIA?
I've given up on Oprah, and now I think I'm going to try Ellen. I think Ellen would
more
love to have us.
Like more.
Yeah, she would have us on her show. Could you just see that?
You know what? Actually, I could.
I know. Yeah. And that's in LA, Peaches.
That's
so.
True, huh?
See, I was getting my nails done, and they had a show going on. There's a reason.
Oh my God. That's so funny. You know, everything is speaking to you. And that's
the way it really is.
You
it
know,
is
it's
true.
Just we're not always listening. You're listening.
So,
do you have anything before we begin this exercise that
no,
you wanted
we'll
to say
first,
focus and then
we'll
go to your song?
Sounds
okay.
Good.